Were you left frustrated again by how you played today, or what's the feeling?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I played okay. I mean, tee to green's been pretty good. I mean, I could take my tee to green game straight to the Open in a couple of weeks' time and be happy where that is. It's just a matter of being a little more efficient and taking my opportunities when I give myself them. And, you know, even today I missed a couple of greens that I felt like I hit good chip shots. I just sort of misjudged how firm the greens were and they got away from me. So just a little more efficient with my scoring. And I'd be happy enough with that.
Does that mean most of the work is with the putter between now and the Open for you?
Yeah, more short game. Obviously keeping top of what I need to do. It's, you know, you have to hit the ball and play at Carnoustie. You have to be able to, you know, play off those fairways and not be playing out of the rough. And if I can do that for the most part, and just tidy up a little bit around the greens, I should be right where I need to be.
You're a long way back. What's the approach for tomorrow for you then?
Just go and have a good round of golf, see what I can shoot, sign off with a good one, and then focus turns to elsewhere.
What's your fighting memory of that week in 2007?
Honestly, I don't really remember that much of it. The first day was good. I remember playing with Scott Verplank in the last day. I birdied the last hole. I remember watching the playoff at the back of the green. It was a great week. You know, it's a bit of a blur. It's 11 years ago, and a lot's happened since. But good memories. Looking forward to getting back there. I think last year I really enjoyed Birkdale. That was a really good open venue. I really enjoyed that. And Carnoustie, I think, will be the same this year.
Well, you said you have to care less about your putting. How close are you to caring less and just trusting in your stroke?
I think when I start the ball online a little more consistently, then I'll be able to, I guess, not think about it as much. But, you know, it's been good, though. This week's been good to realize a few things. You know, I got on the mirror the last couple of days and realized that I was aiming a little bit further left than I thought I was, and you know, the bad putts were going left, and just sort of, you know, at least knowing that and knowing what I need to do to sort of, you know, not do that and start the ball online. So at least it's been a good week for that in terms of what I need to do going forward. And it's not, you know, look, if that's a habit that's crept in, it's not gonna disappear overnight. I'm gonna have to work on it for a few days, but that's why next week will be nice to hit some putts and to get a bit of work in and hopefully go to Carnoustie a little more comfortable with that part of the game.
And it's just yourself and Michael working on your putting now. You're not with Phil Kenyon anymore.
No, Phil and I haven't worked for a little while. Phil's a great lad and I get on really well with him. I just felt like I needed to. I was getting just a bit too bogged down with technical thoughts and I needed to free it up a little bit. But obviously you still need to concentrate on your technique if you want to be able to start the ball online. And, as soon as I'm able to do that again, I can sort of free up and hopefully putt the way I did earlier in the year.
If you could combine, Rory, the ball striking of Thursday this week with, say, the final round putting at Bay Hill, how happy would that make you?
I'd win every week I played. Simple as that. If I had 100 putts every week I played and hit the ball halfway decent, I'd win every week.